Good morning. Welcome to EMP for August 12th, 2017. Let's first begin with going to the Word. So today's Word is Nehemiah 8:10. Actually, we're going to just be citing a lot of verses, but I guess this is the crux. So Nehemiah 8:10. And so Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, God, that you speak to us through your word. I just pray right now, God, that this morning, that would you come and meet with us. Let us really be able, Lord, even right now, just prepare our hearts. We're not here just because we have to be, and we're not here just for the heck of it. I mean, I'm sure most of us had better things to do on a Saturday, 7 a.m. So, but Lord, we really come because we want to meet with you. Lord, we want to experience you. We want to just experience you out of your word this morning. So we invite you, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Lord, now into this place. We invite you. We humble ourselves before you. I pray that would you just help us to focus in our minds and in our hearts as well on you. Lord, I pray that just open our hearts, open our minds, Lord, to receive whatever it is that you would want to deposit into us this morning. Lord, and let it be life-giving. Let it be life-convicting if needed, Lord. But, Lord, let it not just be a waste of our time. So, Lord, we thank you and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, I kind of downloaded this message. I told Sandeep, I volunteered to speak, I don't know, maybe Wednesday or Thursday, and I woke up around like 5:30, and I felt like maybe the Lord was saying, he spoke to me about something. And so I'm just going with it. So, but it's about, again, I'm not going to share all about the history of Nehemiah and stuff like that, but it was really just this phrase, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy of the Lord is your strength. And I don't know about you, but this is one of those verses that I've heard ad infinitum, right? Oh yeah, the joy of the Lord is your strength. But I have to say, I had never really thought about what it means. Even if we just break it up. So the joy of the Lord is your strength. I get the strength part. Okay, fine. Strength. Yes, I need strength. But what does this joy of the Lord thing mean, really? And so let's just dig into that. Yeah. So first of all, it matters a lot to God. Because if we go and search for the different words, joy is right up there. Joy actually occurs more than prayer in the Bible. Isn't that crazy? And joy, so it depends on what version you're talking about, but it occurs more than roughly 200 times in the Bible. So it's like in the top 10, 15 of words that appear in the Bible. So it's very important. And number one of the things that God says is he wants to give it to us. So I'm just going to throw a lot of verses out this morning. So please just listen, and then you can re-listen if you want to find out. But for example, John 1:4, it talks about, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men," right? And then John 6:34, it says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. John 10:10, Jesus says, I have come to give you life and life abundantly. So you might be asking, well, you're just talking about life. But actually, if you look at the Strong's definition for life, one of the things is life real. So one of the definitions of life here is obviously life, life as we know it. So the state of one who is possessed of vitality and who is animate. So someone who's alive. That's one meaning, obviously. But also, one of the meanings is actually joy. So life, when Jesus says, I have come to give you life and life abundantly, he actually means, I have come to give you the characteristic of having overflowing joy and joy abundantly as well, right? So this is, he wants to give it to us, number one, okay? So joy is not something, as a Christian, sometimes, thankfully, I don't think our church is like that, but sometimes we think that Christian means we have to be very stern, we have to be very kind of just serious and grave and whatever, but I'm sure all of us, because we've had good teaching, we realize that's not what it means. The state of being a Christian actually means to be full of life, to be full of joy, okay? So that's number one. Number two, so how do you get this joy, right? And it's actually quite simple. How do you get the joy? You get into God's presence, and he gives it to us. Number two, so in Acts 2:28, where Peter quotes, he says, actually, let's just, like, what he's quoted, so in Psalm 16:8, but it's quoted in Acts 2 as well, it says, you have made known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence and with eternal pleasures at your right hand. So where do you get the joy? You fill me with joy in your presence and with eternal pleasures at your right hand. So we get joy by going to God. We get joy by just spending time with him. There's this, and not, actually, let me share. So not only, so one of the things you get is you just get joy by spending time with him. But one thing that the Lord, so this is the thing that God revealed to me this morning. I mean, not this morning, but two mornings ago, I think. I woke up and I was very stressed about things because, you know, work. And I don't know if you've looked at the markets, but the markets are having a healthy correction. And it's just been very stressful. So I woke up one morning, it was like 5:30 or maybe it was 4:30, I forget exactly. And I woke up very, and usually I try to wake up and I try to spend time with the Lord. So I was just waking up and I was just thinking about, oh, now all the stuff I need to do. So first of all, I need to spend time with the Lord. Okay, so I need to get up. I need to do my quiet time. I need to do my devotional. And I was getting stressed thinking about, I need to do my quiet time before I go to work. And oh my God, I have so much to, you know, sorry. I actually, after Ricky, I should not say, oh my God, or anything, right? So, because, anyway, so, gosh, I was thinking, I have so much to do. And just this thought occurred to me, just this thought that Jesus was saying, whoa, slow down, Tiger. You know, it's only 4:30 or 5:30, whenever it was, slow down. And I felt like the Lord was just saying, hey, you don't have to do anything. I didn't come to add to your burdened and burden infinitely. I came to give you life and life abundantly. I didn't come to give you deadlines and things to do, and you must do your devotional. You're 2 days, you're a week behind your McChain Bible study. Oh my, your devotional reading. Wow, when are you going to catch up? I didn't come to give you that. I came to give you life and life abundantly. And I felt like Jesus was just saying, and Chungmin, you know why there is joy in my presence forevermore? Because when you come into my presence, isn't there anything you need to do necessarily? I want you to feel my joy over you. I want you to enter into my presence. And I didn't come to add any more burdens. I didn't come that you have to read like your 1 week of delayed McChain reading. I came so that I would have a relationship with you. And I came, and this was the part that was kind of newish. I came so that you would feel my joy over you. You would experience my joy over you. So, I just quiet myself down, you know? It was just something. It's such a basic thing. But I don't know, I just quieted myself down. And I just, of course, Lord. And I just stayed laying in bed and I just asked the Lord, yeah, will you come? And I don't know how to explain it. Even now as I'm sharing, I don't know how to explain it. But just this peace and just his joy towards me just washed over me. You know? And yeah, my P&L still sucks. It hasn't changed so far. Thankfully, I took down a lot of risks, but still. But just his joy washed over me. And it's not, I think sometimes when we think about this verse, the joy of the Lord is our strength. I realize, first of all, I never even really thought about it. What does that mean? But he wants to give us that joy. And not only does he want to give us that joy, the joy is not about something I have to do. The joy is just, like it says in Psalm 16, it's just in his presence. And that joy, maybe this is kind of newish, it's not only the joy that just comes out of the relationship, it's his joy towards me. When I allow Jesus, you know, and Father and Holy Spirit to just pour out their love and approval over me, that just kind of washes it all away, doesn't it? You know, there was this guy. Actually, if you have not read this book, and you don't need to go to Elim and buy it, just search for Brother Lawrence, Practicing the Presence of God, in quotation marks, practicing the search PDF or whatever. There's like, it was printed in 1600s or 1500s, so it's the copyright has long expired. It's free. You can just go and read it for free. But there was this guy called Brother Lawrence, and maybe some of you have heard of this person, and maybe I spoke about it in the past, but he was he was not very educated, and so because he was illiterate, there was not much he could do, so he was a soldier. And he became Christian. He just felt, experienced God. And then I think he was limp. He was lame. And then he joined a monastery because he just wanted to, he had this conversion experience. And he was illiterate, as I mentioned, but there was something about him. And it just became faint. He was a French monk. So it was something about him that was so different that bishops from Paris came to hang out with him because they just saw something in this Brother Lawrence person that he was always at peace. He always seemed so full of joy. Something about his Christian walk was different. And so one of these bishops or whoever, they would come and hang out with them. And thankfully for us, for posterity, he recorded some of the conversations that he had with Brother Lawrence. And that's the book, the Practicing the Presence of God. One of the things he says is, I'm going to quote here because I just want to make it brief. Essentially, he said, I'm always, you know, my abbot tells me I need to go and have my prayer devotional time now. Like, I need to, because that's how the monks, they had very set schedules. So this is my prayer time now, and I have to go into my room. And he complained to his abbot saying, but why do I need to do that? Because whether I'm in the kitchen, his job was to wash dishes in the kitchen and take care of the kitchen stuff. And he said, whether I'm washing dishes in the kitchen or whether I'm taking a walk or whether I'm praying, I'm always practicing being in the presence of God. I'm always practicing just being connected with the Lord who loves me. So why are you telling me I need to go into my room? Actually, I'm always connected. But he was obedient, so he did it. But he used to say, I would always do it. I don't need to practice separately. I don't need to go into a room. I'm always connected with the Father. And he also shared this. He said, sometimes I admit I have difficulty connecting with God. Sometimes I have difficulty getting into his presence. Now I'm going to read you verbatim. But I do need to exert some effort at first in learning to get into his presence. But after a while, it becomes later much easier. And I just continue to exert with some diligence. And then after a little care, I find that his love inwardly excites me, and then I have no problem connecting with him. So I just want to share. Number one, let it be an encouragement. This brother, by the way, Brother Lawrence, his book, he inspired Wesley. You know Wesley, the Methodist, and obviously a contributor to the one of the great revival in the UK and stuff like that. He inspired Wesley in his walk. So there's this illiterate person, worked in the kitchen, peeling potatoes and whatever, but such a giant in the faith, really, inspired Wesley, etc. But even he admits, he didn't write this, but he told someone else, he shares with us, sometimes I have difficulty connecting with Father too. I do. I have difficulty connecting. But you know what? All I do is I just exert myself a little to fight to get into his presence. And then once I do, I can do it. So I don't know if it's my second or whatever, I think it's my third point. One of the things I want to share is us too, sometimes it might be difficult getting into his presence. It might not be like I turn on a switch and be like, Jesus, come. Ah, yes. It might not be like that. But be encouraged. Be encouraged that if we sometimes make an effort, and what is that effort? I think for me, and maybe it's different for some people, I go into a room, and maybe for Brother Lawrence, I don't know how it was for him, but for me, I go into a room, I close the door, I definitely shut down my phone, I definitely shut down everything. I focus on God, and I ask him to come. So for me, sometimes at work, when I feel like that up and down, I can't do it on the trading floor because it's too noisy. So I'll go into a room and I just do that. And I exert some effort into getting into his presence. And then I always feel him being faithful and he comes. Yeah? So sometimes we need to exert our effort. But just because it's not like a switch or like it's not some Harry Potter magic spell and his presence doesn't come immediately, let's not get discouraged, but let's exert some effort getting into his presence because the reward is definitely worth it, right? Moving on to my next point about the strength part. So, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I think we all agree, yeah, you need strength to do things, but what should be our strength? It shouldn't be on our own strength. It shouldn't be on our own wisdom. It shouldn't be on our own knowledge. It should be the joy of the Lord should be our strength. So essentially, being in his presence, being led by the strength of God should be our strength instead of trying to do things on our own, right? So I remember this great story. Pastor David Yonggi Cho used to be, it's probably still one of the largest churches in the world, pastor, and he had this story where he shared in his book, I think, one day the wife of the president or the president, whatever, the Blue House, it's like the White House of Korea, this person called and said, I need to talk to Dr. Cho right now. It's very urgent. It's like, imagine, like, you know, the White House calling. This is the White House switchboard. I need to talk to Billy Graham or something. And And Dr. Cho's assistant said, "Oh, I'm sorry, you have to wait because Dr. Cho is in his prayer time, you know." And the White House, or Blue House, sorry, the president or his wife said, no, you don't understand. I'm so-and-so. Get him right now. Fetch him." And the assistant says, "I'm sorry, but I can't. You know, you might be the president of Korea, but Dr. Cho is conversing with the president of the universe. So you just have to wait." And that always made a big impression on me, because do we really understand that? Like, before we care about the president of your company or your boss or whoever it is that you're dealing with or whatever it is that you think you want to do, we need to be conversing with the president of the universe before we figure out trying to do anything else on our own strength. Yeah? But how often do we actually try to do things on our own strength, right? So often. I have to repent so often. So, anyway, I think that's really the purpose of our life, you know? I'm very simple-minded, and I get very confused quite easily because I have just so many thoughts. So for me, I really just need to keep on pounding in the same thought into my head over and over again. And I think this is a main thing that I'm continuing to pound and trying to pound into my head, which is the joy of the Lord is your strength. So it's not like the joy of finishing your McChain Bible devotional. It's not the joy of serving on 5 different ministries. It's not the joy of whatever. It's the joy of the Lord is your strength. Remember in Matthew 25:23? His master replied, you don't need to go there. So I'm sure most people here know it. If you don't, please go read Matthew 25:23. But I'm trying to make it brief today because I want to give us time to really soak. Matthew 25:23. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's joy." Come and share your master's joy. Enter into the joy of your master. This is actually the purpose of our life. Again, it's not like doing so many ministries. It's not like doing whatever, whatever. It's not even the Great Commission. The purpose of our life is not that, even that, that is not the main purpose. The main purpose is our relationship with God, our relationship with Jesus, entering into the joy of our Master. It should be the beginning and the end for us, for everything. It should be the source of us everything. So instead of, if the next morning or even right now in the next few days or in the next few weeks, maybe you'll wake up one day and you'll be like so, like I was, right? Maybe you'll be so overwhelmed with all the things that you need to be doing. Can I just suggest, just immediately get into his presence. If your soul, if your spirit is sending you those yellow signals, wow, where's my peace? Where's my joy? That's a yellow sign. That's a yellow sign flashing, telling you, wow, you need to refocus. You need to get into the joy of the Lord. You need to get into his presence. And then from that place of overflowing life and joy, I'm not saying don't do ministries. That's not what we're saying, right? But I'm saying you should not be doing your serving out of that running on empty place. If your fuel gauge with the Lord, if your own self, if you're not, ministry should be life and life abundantly overflowing out of you. Because you first have spent time with the Lord, you are so filled with the joy of the Lord, life just overflows out of you. Your ministry, your worship flows out of you. That should be the way it works. Instead, most of us in the modern world, we're so focused on the doing, and we're not focused on the abiding, on the being. So that's it. Let's. So I wanted to make. So I made it brief today because I really felt like maybe, and whoever's listening online as well, but for whoever's here, feel like maybe I wanted to give you the time. Maybe it's been a while since you've really received or really given God room for Him to really pour out His joy over you. So I wanted to carve out some time for you this morning. And maybe we could turn on some worship. Maybe some not the instrumental one. And I wanted to invite God to come. You know, Jesus, He always wants, you know, God always wants to come. He's aching for a relationship with us. It's about us giving Him time, I think. So just come. Just come, Holy Spirit, right now, actually. Will you just come? Joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord, we just want to repent before You if instead of the joy of the Lord being our strength, Lord, we've been saying my own strength is my strength. My own ability is my strength. And also repent, Lord, I know sometimes it sounds like it is like a religious word, but all You're really saying is come back to Me. So Lord, we just, right now, we just say, we want to turn back to Your truth. So we ask, we agree with Your truth, and we disagree with whatever it is that we used to do. Lord, we want to run on Your joy over us. We want that to be the fuel of our life. just feel like for maybe some who are listening, they've kind of lost their way a little bit, again, in the confusion of, oh, what does it mean to be a Christian walk, to do the Christian walk, all these things. And I just feel like, again, this word, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Let's just make it simple. Let it kind of be your North Star. Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I need to get into His joy. I need to get into His presence. And what is it? How do you get the joy? You fill me with joy in your presence. Psalm 16:11. You fill me with joy in your presence. So can we just keep it really simple? We need the joy of the Lord to be our strength. We get the joy by getting into His presence. For some of us, I feel like there's been just different things weighing on you, or things that have confused you. Oh, how does it mean to spend... Whatever. Let's just make it really simple. If it's been a while since you've really entered into the presence of the Lord, really do it right now. And you might have to fight sometimes, like Brother Lawrence. You might need, because you might be going through some difficulty, something that broke your peace. But ask Him. So Lord, for those of us who, for those, God, who haven't been in Your presence, really, who've just been, I gotta check my devotional today. I did my 5-minute devotional reading. I did it. I did my thing for Jesus. Okay, Lord, will You come right now and really cleanse our mind of that wrong thinking, Lord? Reform our thinking, Lord. Your truth is that, Lord, in Your presence there is joy forevermore. We want to be in Your presence always. So just like Brother Lawrence, when he had difficulty, he just exerted himself a little bit, and then You were always faithful, You came. Right now, would You encourage for people who've kind of felt like they've done the Christian thing, and, oh man, I'm not sure, I'm kind of away from Him. I don't know, what's this joy thing? I haven't felt joy in church for a while. Lord, will You encourage them right now? Holy Spirit, whoever's listening, whatever, or not, even people in our body, Lord, who've done the Christian thing, but there's no joy in that. Lord, relationship with You, that's where the joy comes from. So even for our members, Lord, who have been away from You, I pray right now, will You come, wherever they may be. Come and touch them, Lord. Let there be a hunger for Your presence. Let there be a hunger for Your joy. Draw them close back to You, Lord. feel like also I'm supposed to say, you know, sometimes we're so filled with other things that, so I meant about time, but also even in our thoughts, we're sometimes filled with things that kind of don't leave any room for God. It could be thoughts, it could be, it's definitely time. But also I just want to, for again, whoever's listening or whatever, if there are things that you're watching, or and I don't, I mean anything, I mean like even stuff that, there's so many horror movies lately, anyway, but I mean like whatever, because it says in Philippians 4:8, Paul writes, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Sometimes I think as we live in this world, by the way, let's not kid ourselves, this world is a broken place, okay? So there's things that we can fill ourselves up. And I'm not talking about like pornography only. Actually, I'm really not even thinking about that, but maybe that could be the one of the things. But so I'm not even talking only about pornography. I'm talking about like things that are not really from God. Whatever it is, the Holy Spirit convicts you of. But if you've been filling yourself with those things, and again, it's between you and God. I'm not really going to tell you what's that from God or not from God, okay? But whatever the Holy Spirit brings conviction that you are filling yourself with that may not be from the Lord, then may I just suggest that that might be not the best use of your brain space? And whatever we fill ourselves up with, that might crowd out the Lord. So, yeah, may I just suggest if you do feel a conviction, just ask God, Lord, I'm sorry for filling myself up with those things that might not be from you, and I just won't. I ask that you would come, cleanse my mind, and fill me with your thoughts, with your presence. So I just feel, and you know, the biblical reference is Philippians 4:8. So, and also, please just stay in this place. I really feel like the Lord, even for those who are faithful to be listening to EMP sermon, you know, but yeah, it's been a while since you've really connected. You're kind of listening to EMP almost on autopilot. It's like you're, I'm getting my devotional fixed for the day. I did my thing for Jesus. Yay. I checked. No, let's stop doing that. So the Lord's speaking to you even right now. I just see a picture of, you know that worship song, Come? I think it's a Bethel song, but Come, blow through the caverns of my heart. And I just feel like, you know, for us here, but also whoever's listening, and also, yeah, so Lord, will you just come, blow through the caverns of our heart, Lord. Whatever the things that have been not from you, maybe it's our busyness. Well, it's definitely one of the things, busyness. Whatever that we've been filling our hearts, or the caverns of our heart with, Holy Spirit, let your gentle wind blow. Just blow it all out. All that, you know, that's not from you, just blow it all out, Lord. Blow. Blow, God, and fill it, God, with your life and life abundantly. Fill it as we come before you humbly. Fill it with the joy of your presence. By the way, this is not a condemning word or anything like that. Holy Spirit brings conviction. He doesn't bring condemnation at all. This is just God who's been waiting for us and waiting for us. This is just, he's inviting us right now. This mess of a message that I was sharing, this is just his invitation. Come into my presence. Let me give you joy. Let me give you life. For those who are still listening and maybe you want to stay in this place, just hit pause and give God room. That's my gentle suggestion. Just do that. Don't leave this place immediately if it's not from you, but I want to be mindful of our time, and I do feel like we should pray as well. So if you're listening and this has been a long time, and if the Holy Spirit's doing something in your heart, hit pause. Don't leave this place. For those of us right now, let's move on to our prayer today. So let's pray for our community. Let's first pray for those members of our community who are dealing with cancer and who are going through chemo and radiation therapy. Let's lift them up. Let's declare that Jesus' name is above all these things. Let's pray for peace. And let's pray for them as well and their family members and loved ones. And let's pray for healing in Jesus' name. Let's pray for our community members who are dealing with, who also need healing from illness, but also salvation. So let's lift them up. Actually, and I just feel like, let's pray for faith to arise. So even right now, I just feel like whoever's praying, Lord, we pray. Again, it's not our strength, but Lord, we want to enter into your presence, and I ask that you would fill us with your faith. You would fill us with your presence and just fill us with faith, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Let's pray for members of our community who are dealing with infirmities. And just a praise report, I remember a few weeks ago I shared that my mom had gone to some, you know, they were preparing her, they thought she needed surgery for vocal cord issue, lesion. Mom was very, like, really worried about it. She went to a neighborhood doctor and I had shared that it just disappeared after. It was gone. They were saying she needs surgery, but the local doctor did it, and they said, oh, I don't know what they're talking about. There's nothing there. She went back to the big university hospital, and they also checked, and they confirmed it's gone. It just disappeared. The vocal cord lesion thingamajig that they needed to do general anesthesia and do surgery. So praise God, right? So even for, you know, as we pray, let's have faith. Let's ask for God to give us His faith, His strength as we pray, as we contend for our friends here. So people who are dealing with infirmities. Let's move on to the next. So for members of our family who are looking for jobs, let's pray for them. For release, but also during this time that they'll dig deeper wells with the Lord. And also at the right time, the right opportunity will open up. So the Saturday mission focus, let's pray over North Korea. Let's just pray however you want over North Korea, you know, in tongues, however you want to do it. And also for missional opportunities, partnerships in Asia, and persecuted churches in the Middle East. Yeah, Lord, we just declare right now that your name above North Korea. Lord, we just declare, God, that your will be done over North Korea in Jesus' name, Lord. And Lord, we pray, God, that Kim Jong-un and the leadership of North Korea, God, that your will be done over them, Lord. You want to bring them down, or you want to speak to them in dreams like Nebuchadnezzar, or you want to change the whatever it is you want to do, Lord. We just agree with you, God. Let your will be done over the North Korean situation, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. Let your light shine above North Korea, Lord. And right now, we also pray, God, Lord, it's not just about this body, Lord, but you have created the church on this earth, God. They are part of our body, Lord. So we lift up the North Korean church, God, as well, Lord. How many that there might be, we lift them up, Lord, and we pray, God, right now, would you pour out your Holy Spirit over that church, over the churches of North Korea, the believers of North Korea, Lord. And God, they affect us, God. Lord, can the eye say to the finger or the toe, Lord, that I don't need you? No, we need to be complete, God. We need the body of Christ in North Korea, God. We need to pray for them. We need them to come into fullness and wholeness and whatever, Lord. So we pray, God, for the North Korean church, God, that you would protect them, that you would give them faith right now, that you would give them, pour out your Holy Spirit wherever they may be, Lord. Pour out your Holy Spirit over them in Jesus' name, Lord. Your comfort, God, your peace. Protect them, body, soul, and spirit as well, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's pray for our weekend gatherings, prison outreach, drug rehab outreach, Sunday services, Noah's Ark, worship, hospitality, SP Youth, Yahweh, SPN services and activities, GIC and all meetings. Pray for SP 2.0, new building, for resources to come in, right doors to open at the right time. And let's also pray for, let's pray with faith for that prophetic word that was spoken over this church, this body, over PSAM by Cindy Jacobs about the benefactor. So let's just, let's pray with faith in agreement with that, you know, because with prophetic words, we're supposed to water them with faith as we pray. So let's just continue to do that. Lord, we pray that you would build, you would raise up, God, more sons of this of the house. Lord, sons of you and sons of the house, Lord. Sons who have your heart for what you want to do through this house. Lord, so we pray for favor. We pray for wealth, God. We pray for prosperity for the sons of this house, Lord. And again, it's not prosperity for them only, but Lord, it will be prosperity. You create, you know, that they would be able to create wealth, God. Because we need wealth, you know, that they will be able to create wealth and then sow into the kingdom. So we pray for a father, for a son heart, for the men and women of this house who have a heart, that your heart for your kingdom through this house. And Lord, we pray that you would bless them with the ability to create wealth, Lord. So we pray that in Jesus. And Lord, we lift up the benefactor as well, Lord, that at the right time you'll bring the right benefactor and bless him, Lord. Prosper all the works of his hands, Lord. So thank you. We thank you, Lord, that, for this time this morning. I really pray that something life-changing, life-convicting would happen, Lord. And the seeds that have been sown today would find good soil. So So we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.